Well, it is. It's certainly, there's a disappointment factor there, and Ian was certainly a really popular member of the squad, not only from his rugby ability, but also as personal friendships have developed through obviously the Limerick side of things and also, the Cork, but more importantly as a Munster player. Ian was certainly worked so hard off the field to get where he was, and he certainly that transcended into his personal relationships. He certainly gave a lot of his time. He's a tremendously friendly guy, and that's certainly disappointing. But I think at the same time, it's probably a stark reminder to the players about the actual the pitfalls that are out there. The reality of the situation is it could end at any point in time. This is their job. This is not something you wake up next day to go into another job. So certainly from that perspective, I think, the disappointment, but certainly it's a really acute reminder of where they are in the game.
Referee, where would you rate for you? How good are we? We're not dead, they've only just started one game, but presumably they're going to be, as Roman said earlier, it's going to be up front, they're going to be a hard day.
It is. So look, if purely I suppose a lot of the supporters and people following the Amlin Challenge will look at Bree's position and see that there should be a mismatch there. But I suppose the closer observers and those who watch their rugby and take an interest in it will certainly recognise that Bree's performances at home this year have been outstanding. I don't think you get the turnover, Clermont, Stade Français, etc. With not having a good side and a good game that can beat and those two quality outfits with regard to that. Now, they've been only run down by Toulouse by a point, I think, away from home, so they can win on the road as well. So, as I said, you need a lot of things going your way to be able to gather results like that in what is, the top 14 is a very competitive competition.
Is the front row coming into the French team are probably going to scrummage tighter as opposed to Toulouse? Does the front row have to change from last week? Do they have to change their mindset? Or is it, do you just play your own scrummaging game?
I think first and foremost we really look and what we're going to do, and I don't think we'd be bending towards trying to counteract and look we're going in a defensive mode. It's what we're going to bring to the contest on our ball and their ball. Certainly there are technical variations that occur from week to week, but more importantly it's about how we're going to attack them and what they're going to do to stop us.
Do you see this week as like a Heineken Cup week, Tony? Or is there a difference?
No, it's a cup competition. It's got a European name to it, so we certainly are well focused on getting the result. And it's like anything in life, you have your goals set at another level, and once that was taken away from us, from our own doing, our refocus, and that was on this competition. Nothing's changed. We want to be successful. We enjoy competition. It's what makes Munster is being competitive and going there and winning things. And that's what it represents. It doesn't represent anything less. It's not diluted. As soon as that was finished, our energies are refocused into another competition. It might be for outside people and outside sources, but for us, it's about competition and it's about winning, and that's what we're focused on, and that's what gets us going every day. You're being competitive.
So was there any time allowed for self-pity or not self-pity? But
certainly wasn't involved in the camp. I suppose everyone goes through their own emotions and how they deal with that, but there wasn't. You just need to get on with things, and we did that straight after the Toulon game. We got on, had to get back on. As I said before, it's a tough week. We had to get in, and we had London Irish, and we picked up a bonus point at the back end after an excellent second half. We tried and we played some decent rugby in the first half. It was a tough game, but there isn't a lot of time for dwelling or self-pity in professional sport, and certainly not in rugby, and certainly not in Munster rugby.